Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Michael Cohen here, producer Desi Simmons. Some might call it spying, but others think it'll help families keep track of each other. OnStar rolling out a pilot program called Family Link, which will allow a vehicle owner to track its location online. To talk about the program and its implication, I'm joined by OnStar's Director of Communications, Vijay Iyer. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having us on the show, Michael.
Now, what would you say to those who feel that using this type of technology is a bit too intrusive, allowing owners to monitor the movement of a family member in such a close way?
You know, what's interesting is that over the past many years, it's actually a service that our customers requested from us. So it's something that they've asked us for. So obviously, it's at the discretion of the customer whether he likes the service or he doesn't. But it's something that a lot of customers have asked us for. And I think one of the things that is really important to note here is the fact that ultimately it's always tied to the customer. So if you opt into the service and if you say, I want the service, it'll always be tied to your vehicle, your account, and your username. So you won't be able to track anybody else's vehicle. You'll just be able to track your own. And the key thing here is we're always talking about tracking people, all those things. There's a lot of instances where you'd actually like to know how somebody is doing. Think about you're sending your kid off to school, or you have an older family member who maybe has a chronic illness, and you just want to make sure that if they travel a long distance, mm-hmm. and you give them your car, that they're okay. So ultimately, there is a lot of good in this service, and it's a nice extension of the more than 45 services that we already have out there. And again, mm-hmm. as I said, some of our 6 million customers have asked for that.
In general, if an OnStar customer calls the center and asks where his vehicle is he able to get that information right now?
No. So at this point in time, obviously what we have is stolen vehicle assistance. So what happens in that specific case is if you call in to 1-888-4-ONSTAR and tell the advisor that your vehicle's been stolen, we validate that you are actually, through your PIN number and through your account number, mm-hmm. that you're actually an OnStar subscriber, and then we triage you with the police. You file a report, and then you can retrieve the stolen vehicle.
So that information is basically kept away from driver or from owners at this point.
Exactly. So what this is special in the pilot that we're now launching, and we're kind of going through the process now with 10,000 of our customers and looking at how the service actually works before we deploy it. But ultimately what happens here is you go to the OnStar Family Link website, you register on the website with your account and your username, so you need that to be able to participate in this or to use the service. Mm-hmm. And in the first phases, what we do is 2 services. One is vehicle location, which is you'll have a map on the web where you can find the vehicle where it's positioned. The other one is vehicle alerts, which you can preset alerts on a time basis and get text messages or email at a certain specific time or date to let you know where what the location of the vehicle is. And we'll be adding other services as we go.
Now, will the driver of the vehicle have any indication that he or she is being actively tracked?
Yeah, so what you will get on a irregular basis is you'll get voice pings in the vehicle that will tell you if the Family Link service is on. Mm-hmm. So you will know in the vehicle that that the Family Link service is working.
I see. So they will be they will know that that's occurring. It can't be a situation where someone's driving around and they're not aware they are being tracked.
Exactly.
I see. What kind of interface will the owners have to keep an eye on the location of their vehicle?
So in the first case, obviously, the actual tool will be a web tool. And then you can choose different ways and means of actually getting alerts. So either via email or via your phone. So it's initially going to be a web tool.
Now, 10,000 OnStar owners were being invited to participate. Has there been a significant response at this point?
We're actually getting a good response. So that's the benefit that you have when you have 6 million customers. We can actually go out and test new services with real customers and get real customer feedback. So what we've done is we've chosen a good segmentation across the nation, different age groups, primarily 2011, 2010 vehicles, and we're getting in all of the tests that we do, we get pretty good responses.
I'm talking to Vijay Iyer. He's the Director of Communications at OnStar. You know, while parents might use this for tracking the movement of their kids, this could presumably be used by spouses or other family members in ways that might be less than beneficial. Are there any concerns of this type?
Again, I think it's up to the discretion of the customer how they use it. And in most cases, the feedback that we get, it's really people that worry about loved ones. I'll take a different example. Look at the work that we do in the crisis response. So in the recent tornadoes that hit or floods, we help both first responders but also families with services. We open up service in the vehicle, so in case you don't have a phone, we open, give you hands-free calling minutes. And it's kind of the other way around as well. So if you want to find your vehicle in this type of situation, this is something where it can be really helpful. So ultimately, even though I know that the discussion is more in the direction of could you track someone who doesn't want to be tracked, ultimately the feedback that we're getting from our customers, it is a really, really helpful service in cases where you have younger drivers or you have elderly drivers in your family, or even, and that's an interesting piece too, if you know you have somebody in your family who is a long distance driver. And again, it's up to the discretion of the customer how he or she uses it. And also, as I said, there's reoccurring messages in the vehicle that let you know how this works. And interesting enough, and I know it's not quite tied to Family Link, but we're currently launching OnStar for my vehicle. And that's interesting because this gives you OnStar in a box for non-GM cars. And it's a little bit similar because people have asked for it. And now we can deploy something where people get the safety and security of OnStar. Yeah.
I can't help but wonder if it's just a matter of time before parents will have the option of putting a webcam in a car to monitor the conversations and activities in the vehicle. Any chance we'll see anything like that anytime soon?
Honestly, that's nothing that we have in the plans. We're looking forward and ahead with regards to helping you on the safety and security side, and we've deployed. We did a project together with Verizon where we're looking at broadband in the car and using cameras for specific for theft protection and those elements, but not while you're driving. So I don't think that's nothing that we're working on at OnStar. I can't speak for other companies, but at OnStar we're focused on simple things that help customers stay safe, secure, and connected with their loved ones.
What about a speaker system that allows parents to reprimand their teens while they're driving?
Yes, having your mom's or your dad's message in the car. That's an interesting story. When we started with stolen vehicle assistance, we had a setup where we could send a message to the car, and let the person that stole your vehicle know that that we're tracking their vehicle. We discontinued that because when we talked to the police, they said they were happy about the fact that they don't have that many high-speed chases anymore because we can slow down the vehicle. But they didn't want that type of effect in the vehicle where we were kind of scaring the person that stole the car and you're off the road. So I don't think that we're going to give you the option to actually call into the vehicle. What you can definitely do is you can call into the car if the car has hands-free calling.
And apparently OnStar is considering additions to the Family Link program, including a speed alert, boundary alert, and arrival departure alert, all those being considered. That sounds like quite an arsenal for parents to monitor their teens. Can you give me a sense of how those work?
Yeah, so geo boundaries is basically, again, as I said earlier, imagine that you have a loved one that's driving to a specific location, maybe your parents that you've given the car and they're driving back home or to a specific location. Once they reach that location, you can preset that. You get a message that they've arrived safely. The other services, speed alert is essentially when you hit a certain speed that you get a notification. The third one is location-based or geo-boundaries. So when you basically cross a certain location, that alert is set off. And this is, for instance, if you know that there are certain areas in a specific city or region that you don't want the car to actually be, then that's something that you can set up.
I see. Finally, almost 6 million members in the OnStar family. Do you anticipate Family Link and this type of technology to ultimately be used system-wide?
Again, what we're going to see is, and that's what we do with a lot of our pilots, is We're going to run this pilot until the approximately the end of the year in two phases with all of the different services, and then we'll get really good valid feedback from our customer, from all of the customers that use it, and see to which extent, with which type of services we're going to launch this, and at what price. So trying to really get a good insight on a lot of the questions that you asked as well, because, again, a lot of customers ask us for the service, but we'll see in real-life testing how it actually works and if it's a good service that people want.
VJ Iyer, he is the OnStar Director of Communications. Thank you for joining me, VJ.
Again, thanks for having us on the show.